This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
It's Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, weekend.
It's Friday, and time to go over your feedback from our recent shows.
Back on Monday, we aired a conversation with Boston's resident futurist, Ray Kurzweil. Kurzweil predicted that computers as powerful as our smartphones will be the size of a blood cell within 25 years.
They'll go into our brains through the capillaries, interact with our biological neurons, put our brains on the internet, give us vastly greater memory and problem-solving capability, keep us healthy from inside, augment our immune system.
Kurzweil says it's a quick trip from there to something resembling eternal life. That prompted our listener Paul to pose this question at RadioBoston.org. Why would anybody want to live forever? Sounds like a bad Twilight Zone episode.
That question drew a reply from another listener who has apparently already merged his or her mind with a computer because they go by the name of email. Why live forever? Because, email theorizes, infinite knowledge equals infinite power. If you can live forever, you can learn forever. You can learn how to be a god.
On Wednesday, we talked with the director of Orgasm, Inc., a polemic documentary that seeks to debunk so-called female sexual dysfunction, or FSD, as an invention of the pharmaceutical industry.
Emily made this comment on our website. I do agree that FSD is overblown. However, I will say that I experienced serious problems achieving orgasm after I started taking SSRIs, a common type of antidepressant. Thankfully, over the years, the issue has disappeared, but it was quite frustrating to see pharma companies only focus on male sexual health and ignoring women.
Nella had this to say on her Facebook wall, quote, I wouldn't dispute that female sexual dysfunction can be and is sometimes a very real thing, but one should not dismiss the impact of psychology on physiology. Sexual dysfunction in men and women can be caused by depression, psychological trauma, lack of sexual education. To ignore the psychological dimension of a patient with sexual dysfunction would not only be incomplete medical practice, but would likely serve as a mere band-aid.
Thanks for the entry on our wall, Nella, and we hope other listeners will follow suit by liking Radio Boston in Facebook to get us in your news feed. We're hoping to get 1,000 likes by April 1st. We're at 873, so we need more than 100 of you to click like in the next week to make our goal. Go to facebook.com/radioboston.